This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I do a fair amount of the cooking at my house. The other night, though, it became something of a family affair.
Let's just read the menu for this evening. We are having crispy catfish with Sicilian eggplant caponata. We're having steak roasted potatoes with sautéed long beans and tomato. And we're having Mexican-style chicken tortas with tomato, avocado, and cucumber salad.
No, we don't always cook three different recipes, but I was doing a little research. One kid on potato duty.
Medium-sized chicken.
All right, come on in, Ben.
The other on eggplant.
What is this?
That's an eggplant.
This eggplant?
Yep. Are your hands clean?
Yes.
We're testing out a subscription service called Blue Apron. The ingredients all came in a box, shipped to the office, pre-portioned with illustrated step-by-step instructions. It's a little bit like cooking by numbers.
They give us pans?
No, they're
that's awesome.
They should totally give us pans. That would be even better.
Okay. Dad,
the price tag is about $10 per person per meal, and Blue Apron is shipping about a million of those meals a month nationwide. Matt Salzberg is the CEO and co-founder of the company. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I will say, as you just heard, we had Blue Apron for dinner at my house the other night. It went pretty well. Is what you're trying to do sort of creating that little family experience there where people are cooking without having to work too hard?
Yeah, you know, home cooking is such an important part of our society and our culture. And that's actually one of the big reasons why our business has been so successful. It's because of that emotional connection that people have to spending time at the family table.
How do you translate that, though, to the pitch to venture capitalists and investors? Because you guys have had a lot of success raising money of late. But the first time you tried it, we're gonna send people food and they're going to cook. How did that go?
It was tough. You know, the first bunch of pitches that we did, you know, venture capitalists sort of say, hey, you know, I remember Webvan.
Right.
From the internet bubble.
Yeah, that was the food delivery thing that wasn't portioned out. Right. It was just like grocery shopping online.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the mistakes of the internet bubble was to build businesses that tried to be all things to all people. Hmm. And we've built our business to be the exact opposite of that. And we've actually been reasonably limited in our selection on purpose as we've started the company. You know, we started off just delivering to Manhattan, and now we're fully nationwide. And we're still very focused today on dinner.
Right.
But it allows us to be very focused and focus our sourcing attention on a limited number of really high quality things and really delighting customers.
So I fed my family the other night, six people, three different meals, as I think you might have heard on some of that tape, plus or minus $60 worth of dining, right, at $10 a pop. I can feed my family for way less than $60. So make the value proposition for me then, would you?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, of course it matters what you're feeding them. So, you know,
well, I can feed them a reasonably well-balanced and healthy meal for a lot less than $60.
Of course you can. But, you know, what we focus on are these really high-end ingredients. So, for instance, we actually have shopped for our recipes at grocery stores. And when we do that, it costs 60% more money on average to recreate our recipes by going to a grocery store. And on top of that, you know, about 30% of the ingredients that we deliver wouldn't even be available at a given grocery store. So we do all that legwork for our customers. We're delivering it to their homes on top of that. And they have no waste at the end of the day. Unlike if you went to a grocery store, you know, the average American throws out about a third of what they buy because they can't get it in the right amounts.
You're absolutely right. There's no food waste, but there is some waste that comes along with these meals, right? The ice packs, the boxes, the freezer bags. I mean, it's, you know, there is an impact here.
Certainly there's packaging, just like there's packaging, you know, if you got your food anywhere. To be honest, if you actually did the analysis and compared, you know, how much packaging is in our ingredients per unit of food versus a grocery store, it's actually very comparable.
One of the things that made this work in my house the other night was the novelty of it. It's like, oh, look, dinner came in a box, and all we have to do is chop and slice and dice and heat some things on the stove.
Yeah.
How worried are you about that going away? And then people going, oh, yeah, you know, it was fun for a while, but now, meh.
Yeah, I mean, look, we look at the data all the time of our customer retention, and our customer retention is through the roof. And the longer people are with us, the more likely they are to stay with us. You know, part of our business is being a content business. It's a culinary content business. And so our culinary team's job is to constantly come up with new content every week. And every week we come up with 10 completely original new recipes. And so the quote-unquote novelty doesn't wear off because, you know, we constantly have new content, so there's always a reason to come back.
What was the last Blue Apron meal you made and ate?
Well, literally last night, my wife and I cooked a seared bavette steak with Chinese long beans.
With the long beans? We had that one in my house. We had that one.
Yeah,
We undercooked the steak a little bit, I got to tell you. But then again, my 11-year-old was in charge of the steak, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's an important part of my relationship with my wife. We cook together every week. It's team building. It's fun. And it's healthy.
I'm gonna hope that your wife doesn't hear this where you said it's team building with her. Matt Salzberg is the co-founder and CEO of Blue Apron. Matt, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to see what the raw materials for all that dinner we cooked looks like, we took a video. It's on our Facebook page, Marketplace APM.